9:52. Here's Ann Carrick.
Okay, we have a little more information for you. Again, it's all getting worse. Now the reports are it was a plane that hit the Pentagon. The West Wing of the White House has been evacuated, as well as the Capitol building, because of terrorist threats. All airports, we understand now, are closed across the country. Nobody is flying at this moment. I-95 also is closed, heading towards New York City. I don't know how close in, but basically all access and egress to New York City are closed because they're on a full terrorist alert. Again, not a surprise. Just in case you've missed the beginning, we'll recap for you. Two planes have hit the World Trade Towers in New York City. One of those we do know is an American Airlines flight that was coming from Boston, was supposed to be going to Los Angeles, was diverted to JFK, but went into the building instead. The FBI is pretty sure that that was a hijacked plane. 18 minutes later, another plane hit the other World Trade Tower, and now we have reports of a plane that has hit the Pentagon at the heliport, so there's an explosion there. We also have heard reports that President Bush has been put on Air Force One for safekeeping. As we get more information, we'll let you know. All access to New York City has been shut down. All airports in the country are closed. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated.
All right, Ann. It's 10 o'clock. And here's Ann Carrick with another update.
Okay, it's almost impossible to keep on top of everything that's happening. The most recent news that just came in is that one of the World Trade Towers has collapsed. Both of them were on fire after the two planes hit them earlier this morning. Somewhere around 8:30, 8:40 was the first one. About 18 minutes later, the second one hit. We also have word that the Pentagon was struck. A plane crashed into the Pentagon there. The State Department has been evacuated, as well as part of the White House and the Capitol building. The president, as you may or may not know, was in Florida this morning for educational purposes. We understand he has been put on Air Force One for safekeeping. Again, all airports are closed. All access and egress to New York City has been shut down for a full terrorist alert, so you cannot get in or out of New York City. If you were planning to, don't bother. And if you were planning to fly, that's not going to happen either. The news does get worse. We have no information on fatalities and injuries, although I'm sure there are some. We still have only one plane identified, which was Boston to Los Angeles. American Airlines Flight 11 is what we understand. It was a morning flight. That was one of the planes that went into the towers. We do not have information on the second plane or the one that went to the Pentagon. The FBI, of course, is involved. Everybody is involved. We'll keep you updated as we go along.